This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherish and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
If government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution, they're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. I can say that. I can say it quicker than you. Totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. So welcome aboard. We're having a grand time here. A big election upset in New York. Bernie Sanders wins. Winning for Bernie Sanders. Acolytes, I guess. Acolyte. A young woman steps up and smashes the establishment, a millennial who rocked the Democratic Party, as they say. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a 28-year-old beautiful young lady, I might add, hardworking, with, in my opinion, strong conservative roots, steps up as a socialist, endorsed by the Socialist Party USA, so to speak. I think that's what the group is. Defeats Mr. Crowley, who's been around the district there in the Bronx since 1999, takes it for granted. He gets smacked around and loses. We covered that in the last hour. Amazing story. Absolutely amazing story. Will it happen in California in some of the races? I think so. I looked at Maxine Waters. She's out gallivanting around in the nation, but doesn't do anything to help her own constituents. But don't listen to, depending upon who's reporting it, a $4, $5, or $7 million mansion. We'll have to ask Omar Navarro, who could be our guest on the radio show pretty soon. Okay, so anyway, a lot of other things going. Mitt Romney reboot. This is as it's being faced off in Drudge here. I'm going to go through some of the election returns that happened in the primaries yesterday. Mitt Romney wins, apparently. I haven't read this story. I'm sorry. Show prep this morning. There's a lot of stuff going on. In Orem, Utah, this is a report from the Salt Lake Tribune. Mitt Romney wins the GOP nomination in Utah's U.S. Senate race. So welcome back, Mitt, right? Hardly broke a sweat on his way to capturing the Republican nomination, Mitt Romney, in Utah's U.S. Senate race, according to unofficial results Tuesday, he garnered, listen to this, 73% of the vote. Do you think the fix was in? Now, listen. I don't know. You don't hear too much about election fraud in Utah. You really don't. They must do it really well, so it's not even a thought, right? I mean, come on. There are states in the union that have good election systems. They're very legitimate. I'm not being facetious. You know, just because we're jaded by the California experience. Says Romney's opponent, State Representative Mike Kennedy. A Kennedy. He beat a Kennedy of Alpine, drew only about 1 of 4 votes counted by Tuesday night. Late arriving by mail ballots will continue to be tallied this coming days. Okay, there you go. Okay, so Mitt Romney, he's back. He's back. So we get rid of Paul Ryan and we get Mitt Romney as a senator. Great. We get that kind of Republican as a senator. He just loves Donald Trump, right? There's a screed out there about Donald Trump from Mitt Romney, and I'm not gonna touch it. I was looking at it. It's all the hatred and vitriol that Mitt Romney can muster towards Donald Trump. And of course now, you remember it was Donald Trump who took Mitt Romney in. Hey, get your enemies close to you, right? They had dinner together, and they were, you know, people were thinking, oh, Mitt Romney's going to be Secretary of State. Huh, remember that? That was never to be. Could have asked me that one. I didn't even touch it. I'm just being me. I'm just telling you what happened. Bernie Sanders congratulates progressive candidates on primary wins. Here we go. This is from The Hill. Sanders congratulates progressive candidates on primary wins. It says Bernie Sanders on Tuesday issued a statement congratulating two progressive... Only two. The way The Hill wrote that, it's kind of like, oh, it's massive. It's absolutely massive what's going on here. And of course, that isn't the case at all. That isn't the case at all. He didn't. It's not one of those kind of deals, as you know. I'm sorry, the phones and things are bells and whistles and levers are going nuts around here. So Bernie Sanders congratulates everybody and says, look, we're here. Hello. Can you help a brother out? And as it turns out, no. There's only two. Yeah, that's the Hill. When I looked at this, God, there must be a million of them out there. And there's not. There's just two. So thank you, Bernie. Soros added again. This is another one. Backs personal injury lawsuits in market with 20% returns. Okay. Uh-huh. We get some big news about what's going on in California with the news. Yeah, they're going to censor the news. Yeah. That's what they're going to do. That's going to be in the third hour, by the way. We're going to talk about that. But we got other things to do. Judge orders migrant family reunification within 30 days. You knew this was going to happen, and it happened. It's from the Daily Caller this morning. A federal judge in California ordered the Trump administration to end its migrant family separation policy within 30 days. The U.S. District Court Judge Dana Sabra of San Diego issued the preliminary injunction, finding the practice likely violates the Constitution. The decision is not a ruling on the merits of the dispute. Asylum seekers like Miss L, whoever that is, they keep the names anonymous, of course, and many other class members may be fleeing persecution and are entitled to careful consideration by government officials, particularly so if they have a credible fear of persecution, he wrote. Dana. Okay, it's a guy. I'm sorry. maybe I didn't expect it. It's a guy. Dana Sabra, the judge. It's a guy. We are a country of laws and compassion. We have plainly stated our intent to treat refugees with an ordered process and benevolence by codifying principles of asylum. The government's treatment of Ms. L and many other similarly situated class members does not meet his standard and is unlikely to pass constitutional muster, he added. Although President Trump issued an executive order providing that migrant families in immigration facilities should be housed together on June 20th, the proclamation did not affect some 2,000 migrant children currently in federal custody, and Sabinoff concluded an injunction that was warranted in Tuesday's order because the plaintiffs are likely to succeed on the merits of their claim. The administration's zero-tolerance policy, he explained, likely violates the right of families of family integrity as established by the Constitution due process. That right applies in the plaintiff's circumstances because she is lawfully seeking asylum, Sabinoff previously found. Okay. Now another one. Supreme say California law making pro-life groups promote abortion is probably unconstitutional. That's another one. Okay, so we've got some other big things coming up here that we're watching for. There's going to be the court case that's going to be, I guess they're going to come out with a decision today about, about unions. That big bad boy, that one's the one that's hanging out there. And are we going to hear in the court whether or not there is, this should be happening this hour, actually. So we should be standing by. We'll bring it to you right away. Whether one of the judges on the Supreme Court is going to retire. I don't know about you, but that's big news. I'm just saying. Anyway, you have a right to your voice, by the way. Right2Voice.com sponsors Agenda 21 Radio. Right2Voice.com. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095.
This is a big news break. We're going to break into Fox News right now.
Expressly permitted the states to require their employees to join labor unions. Today, with a more sensitive view of the First Amendment and with a track record of labor management issues.
This is
issues that has not always gone well for either side. The court has said enough is enough. You have the right to join the union and you have the right not to join, and the government is not going to push you in one direction or the other.
Judge, have you considered the financial impact of a ruling like this on unions in America?
The court has not considered it, but for us to consider it, and the unions know this, the word is catastrophic. The only reason, the principal reason, I should say, the public sector labor unions...
This is a big story, obviously, and... We're getting this live feed kind of staggered here, which is always what we want to have happen, right? You think this is a really
as
a
you
big
were just
story.
Discussing with Andy McCarthy, because of some crazy phenomenon where blue collar union members tend to be more Republican, but their labor union leaders tend to be more Democratic. This is catastrophic for the Democrats.
Thank you, sir. Instant analysis, as we say. Thank you, Judge.
Judge, thank you.
This is Fox News.
All right, well,
they're live right now.
President Trump
Okay, so this is huge, obviously. This is the decision that came out. Supreme Court deals crippling blow to public unions, bars fee collection for non-members. Wow. This is bigger than big, actually. We're going to try and get in on this one. It says, in a major legal and political defeat for big labor, the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 on Wednesday that state government workers cannot be forced to pay so-called fair share fees to support collective bargaining and other union activities. Wow. This is huge. So the SEIU, goodbye. Goodbye, SEIU. That's says, while the current case applies only to public sector employees. Okay, so, you know, this is public sector. The political and financial stakes are potentially huge for the broader American labor union movement, which had been sounding the alarm about the legal fight. And this is what Clinton did to California. They came in. Clinton did this in California. It was all part of the Orange County bankruptcy, which I was intimately involved with, myself and Chris Street, and others, by the way, who were whistleblowing what was going on there. That was a Cloud and Piven strategy in 1994, with the end result destroying. This is me talking. This is not in the Fox News report here. But this is me reporting this. But it had catastrophic effects because they moneyed the unions. And the rise of the unions in California has been what's destroyed the Republican Party. Now destroying the Democratic Party. So you get to the dictatorship thing going on. This is a huge defeat. Huge defeat. The unions say 5 million government employees in 24 states and the District of Columbia would be affected by this ruling. At issue is in the high-stakes case was whether states can compel government workers, whether they are in a union or not, to pay fees to support union activities. This is incredible. This is incredible. The case centered on the complaints of an Illinois state employee who sued, saying he was being asked to support the union's political passage or message. The justices split 4-4 on the issue in a similar case 2 years ago, but the Neil Gorsuch, now filling the vacancy left by the late Antonin Scalia. Gee, no autopsy on Antonin Scalia. That death, yeah, that late one. He was seen as a dissenting vote this time and sided with the conservative majority on Wednesday's opinion. But while his colleagues were closely divided in arguments back in February, Gorsuch played it close to the vest and left court watchers guessing for comments. He had no comments or questions from the bench at the time. Isn't that interesting? Justice Anthony Kennedy, often a swing justice in other cases, cast a skeptical eye toward the union argument in February. He said repeatedly that separating, there's no period there. Come on, guys. Get your copyright. I'm sorry. The Mrs. Gunn thing comes out in me. He said repeatedly that separating politics from the union's collective bargaining mission was impossible. That's Anthony Kennedy. We're talking here about compelled justification and compelled subsidization of a private party that expresses political views constantly, he said. He told the union's lawyers, it seems to me your argument doesn't have much weight. Stinging. The plaintiff in the case, Mark Janus, it's the Janus case, has worked for years as an Illinois state employee and pays about $550 annually to the powerful public sector union known as ASCAM. ASCAM. I shouldn't say scam. Well, ASCAM. AFSCME. So you can see why I would say such things, right? I mean, you know, I just put an A in there. While not a member of the union, he is required under state law to hand over a weekly portion of his paycheck, which he says is a violation of constitutional rights. And see, that's going on. The fundamental issue is my right to choice, Janice said outside the courtroom in February. And he's right, isn't he? I mean, how can he not be right on that one? So we got that part of the story out of the way. And it's a good one. I think this is going to be major. This is going to be a major one, and I think that you're going to see the demise of unions in so many ways. And of course, this is a huge victory for Donald Trump. Huge victory for Donald Trump. And of course, so many big things. Public sector unions are going to be very, very much minimalized in because this is, you know, again, education. You're talking about teacher education or teacher unions, all those unions that are, I'm getting all kinds of incredible little things here. Winning from some of my people. Yeah, we're winning. It just goes to show you that if you just hang in there, we can win. And I understand, and I haven't seen this yet, haven't heard about it yet, but at some point in time, somebody is supposed to announce a retirement off the Supreme Court. This is the rumor. This is the rumor. Okay, so we got that one out of the way. The big one, another really big one that's coming up, and I think we got time to cover this, but I want to get back into this. Donald Trump is going to meet with Putin. I'm shocked. Shocked. Donald Trump and Putin. They were right after all. They're friends. The Hillary thing is right. I knew it. He's a traitor. God. No. Anything but. This is the thing, and this is another thing. I know that there's the people out there that don't like Ambassador Bolton. As you know, Bolton is the person who is sort of large and in charge with the White House and international affairs. Former UN ambassador, he wasn't appointed. He got some sort of special appointment. They're reporting on what Donald Trump is saying right now about unions. I think we're going to run out of time on this one. So Ambassador Bolton is honchoing the deal right now to meet with Putin. And that comes as a shock, I think, to some, because everybody thinks that Bolton hates Putin and would be strongly recommending against Trump meeting with Putin. There is that group out there, and I don't buy it. I really don't buy it at all. I think that Bolton is going to do what he needs to do that the president wants him to do. He's a straight shooter. That's what I think. I've always seen Bolton as a straight shooter, and some people say, "Oh, he is really a globalist in disguise." I mean, I don't think so. I don't see it. I just don't see that he is that person that they're making him out to be. So, but he's honchoing the deal now for this whole thing that's going forward.
This case really ruled on was fee paying and what fee payers do.
U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton meeting, as you can see right there, Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Aha!
Happened, there he is shaking hands. Happened shortly ago in Moscow. There you can see Ambassador Huntsman. They are meeting about a potential meeting between our president and the president of Russia.
You know, there's a few things on the table now that a lot of people are upset about Russia. The reason why it's a G7, not a G8. They invaded Georgia, took Crimea, shot down a civilian plane, denied it, invaded Ukraine, tried to carve up that nation. World flew into Syria, didn't deconflict, and are co-responsible for the killing of tens of thousands of people. Until they can own
well,
to
we're
going to
pause this here
that,
and
be hard to see
come back to this and see. See this whole thing, John Bolton meeting with Putin this morning. Signs of change, and of course, the diatribe you're listening to right now is wrong. It's 180 degrees wrong. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Winning, 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 winning.
well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server. Those are your words. In her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so John Bolton meets up with Putin this morning. Aha! Surprise, surprise, he's off to Russia. Anyway, I think it's hysterical. Yeah, I do, because there is no Russia. Russia, they're there, and everybody knows it. And you got Fox commentators who have it completely wrong. And they do. They just, you know, they've taken the government position as to how Putin is, or how, you know, what's going on with Putin. And they don't understand the reality of what was really happening. And now they, you know, now they're going to have to come confront Putin, who should be confronted. I mean, should be.
With the Fox Newsroom, we were just telling you about this, and a new video has just come into the Fox Newsroom of U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton meeting, as you can see right there, Russian President Vladimir Putin. Happened, there he is shaking hands, happened shortly ago in Moscow. There you can see Ambassador Huntsman. They are meeting about a potential meeting between our president and the president of Russia?
You know, there's a few things on the table now that a lot of people are upset about Russia. The reason why it's a G7, not a G8, they invaded Georgia, took Crimea, shot down a civilian plane, denied it, invaded Ukraine, tried to carve up that nation, flew into Syria, didn't deconflict, and are co-responsible for the killing of tens of thousands of people. Until they can own up to that, or at least explain that, it's going to be hard to see any type of traction between the two countries, especially coming out of the NATO summit. I'm very interested.
Of course, this was all done during Obama's administration, right?
All right, let's bring in Kellyanne Conway, counselor to the president. She is live at the White House this morning. Hey, Kellyanne, what's your reaction to this? Will we see a summit?
Perhaps. Obviously, Ambassador Bolton is there to discuss the state of U.S.-Russia relations, but also to perhaps prepare for a prospective summit between the two leaders. Everything that you've said is important to put in the context of all the other actions this president has not been afraid to take. There have been sanctions. We've expelled Russians from this country, Russian officials from this country. Obviously, not once but twice, this president has taken swift and decisive action against Assad in Syria, who's being propped up by Putin. But at the same time, this president made clear when he sat down with Putin last year that if there are big issues that our two countries can work on together, he is willing to entertain working together on those issues. You saw him in Singapore. I know the media don't want to cover an historic summit that was just two short weeks ago anymore, the success of that summit. But this is a president who again and again is willing to go where other presidents have refused to go and make good on the promise of peace, in this case, a denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and the many different issues that perhaps the United States and Russia can tackle together.
Yeah. Pretty important, don't you think? I think it's all good stuff. I think this is all good that they're going to meet here, Putin and Trump. I hope they do. I really do. I hope that they do meet. And I think that the truth is going to come out about Crimea. I think the truth is going to come out about Ukraine. And those of you who have been listening to my radio show for years, we told you what was going on in Ukraine. An elected government was overthrown by the Obama administration. Brian Kilmeade just sort of left that one out. I'm sorry, he just kind of left that one out. But, you know, the disinformation has been very, very strong, of course. Been very, very strong about this. And, you know, this is the thing that I think people fail to understand. When you have a lawfully elected government, which was recognized in the Ukrainian government, that was they were leaning towards Putin. And again, this whole thing has a lot of genesis in World War II about the Ukraine and all the struggles and so on with the Ukrainian people. And of course, it goes back with Stalin. And that, I mean, there's a whole history there that is not being told. But the other thing that's very interesting about this, and I pointed this out, salient and important to understand. We were informed that John Brennan has got his hands here in Northern California. In California per se. He's got his hands here. Now, this is a very interesting situation. Because when you take a look at the Ukraine, and you take a look at California, especially northern to central California, it's got a lot of similarities. Rich natural resources, a lot of piping, gas lines, things like that, crisscrossing into Northern California, out into Oregon, Coos Bay in particular. Well, that hasn't happened yet, but it's going to. A lot of things in Northern, lots of water. That if you take a, you know, they say the Ukraine's a breadbasket for Russia. In that whole area in Europe, it's just huge. And it's also an industrial center. This is one of the big industrial hearts of the Russian Empire, so to speak, or the Soviet Union. That's why all those missiles were being made, and they had been made in, you know, all the ballistic missiles and that sort of thing, and they were being sold off to, guess who? Mr. Ong. See, it's all connected. This whole thing is all connected. The Ukrainian problem is what Obama created. Because you got to remember something, and this is, we know, we were reporting this at the time. What government replaced the Putin-leaning, that was elected, by the way, duly elected, and overthrown by a violent coup d'etat, it was replaced by Nazis. And John Brennan was tasked, that was one of his first tasks, when he became CIA director after Petraeus. Remember the Petraeus thing, the foldering that went on? Remember that? With his lover. And they got rid of him. And they brought, who did they trot out? But they trotted out John Brennan. And he became CIA director. See, you got to know the palace intrigue here. Then they claim they shot down that jet airliner. Gee, and, you know, where did Malaysian Heavy 370 go? I don't know. Remember, that preceded this, didn't it? So a Malaysian airliner, Flight 17 or something like that, disappears. I'm shocked. Shot down by the Ukrainians. And, of course, we exposed it on Agenda 21 Radio. It wasn't them. In fact, the celebratory gesture that everybody said, oh, the Russians, these two guys, the generals, they hear that the plane was shot down and they're celebrating and all that good stuff. Well, it just so happened that video was made the day before the shoot down. I don't know how they do that. I find that shocking. And that was pretty factual. We had the evidence on that, the date stamps and so on, and when it was made and all that. And, of course, what happened the day before? The president, Obama, was meeting with his staff. And after 30 minutes of his presidential briefing, security briefing, that was actually 40 minutes, turned out 38 minutes, I think is what it was, all of a sudden they started to make this video. Coincidence, I guess, right? Yeah, that's how they roll, guys. That's how they roll, to shoot down those planes like that. And, of course, we got the ballistics. We got all the stuff on other reports about what brought it down and so on. It was pretty obvious it was the CIA. So, you know, they play dirty over there in the Ukraine, especially if you have Nazis in charge. Put in by who? Obama. And what did he start doing? He started selling off his missile stocks in the Ukraine to who? To Korea. Mr. Ong. Do you see why it was so important that Donald Trump confront Mr. Ong and make it a game changer? Because he was part of the scheme. And people were saying, oh, Korea, North Korea is a CIA operation. And it is. It has been. It's been the bad CIA operation all along. They have been buying the missiles that were going to be pointed at the United States. And where were they getting them from? The Ukraine. The leftover stocks from the Soviet Union. That's why these missiles were so accurate. Get it? And Donald Trump stopped it. And now he's going to meet with Putin on how to straighten out the Ukraine. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back. We're back. Remember, you have a right to voice. Right to voice sponsors Agenda 21 Radio. And they are in the fight for you. Right to voice. Remember that. R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E.com. If you want to take on the Googles and the Facebooks and the Amazons and Twitter, all that stuff, and you want to do it without being censored because you're a conservative, Right to Voice is your answer. It's the new platform for social media that's taken the nation by storm. Right to Voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E.com. It is taking the nation by storm right now. Everybody's getting away from the other ones and going to this one. Especially if you're conservative, this is the place to go. Right to Voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, Voice, V-O-I-C-E. Okay. Got that one taken care of so far, about Mr. Putin, and as we were talking about in the last one, this is an interesting little ditty that we have here. What's this one about? This is still about the judges and, federal judge orders migrant family reunification within 30 days. We talked about this earlier. I want to get back to this, because it's got some stuff happening here. I think is very, very interesting. This is this case that they've now ordered, as you know, maybe you don't know, but they now have ordered a judge in San Diego, of course. This whole thing about asylum seekers and the judge, Dana Sabra, was involved with this. Says they. This is what he says in regards to Donald Trump. It says Sabra concluded an injunction was warranted in Tuesday's order because the plaintiffs are likely to succeed in the merits of their claim. The administration's zero tolerance policy, he explained, likely violates. So, this is an interesting case because you had Trump try and get in front of this stuff on the courts, basically, but this guy rendered a decision anyway, finding for the parents in this whole schemata of things. And so Trump was really, I think, brilliant in attempting to get in front of this thing with an executive order. We'll see how the executive order plays out. It still has some kids that are out there being orphaned and things like that, they say. I think that we want to bring this back to some balance, though, that these are things that he's dealing with by past presidents who did nothing about it, who were basically turning a blind eye and allowing all these people in illegally. And you see, this is the big problem with all this illegal immigration business, is that because of we are not enforcing our laws is acting as an inducement for the people to come. And then when somebody says, oh, wait a minute, I am going to enforce the law, because gee whiz, our country is being destroyed right before our very eyes, which is, by the way, what has happened, right? In fact, we have this Mexican presidential candidate who's blatantly telling people, hey, invade the United States. It's your right to do so. It's a human right. It's a civil right. It's your right to do that. If you're anywhere in Latin America, come across the United States and invade it. That's what he's telling people. That was part of grievance, which you'll hear the grievance in its entirety today. That was part of grievance number 23 from New California. And that's because this whole thing has been totally, totally mishandled. This is what they say in the Daily Caller about this. The ruling requires that alien minors be detained with their parents unless the U.S. Department of Homeland Security concludes the parents are unfit. Okay, that's what's going on right now. The government is further bound to release alien minors to their parents are freed if their parents are freed from custody. Finally, the court gave immigration officials 10 days to facilitate regular communication between affected families pending their reunification. It's not really too much different from what was going on. Now, this is how they couch it. It says the ruling is an enormous victory for parents and children who thought they may never see each other again. It says Lee Gellner of course the ACLU, in a press release, tears will be flowing in detention centers across the country when the families learn they will be reunited. Well, listen, they were going to be reunited anyway. big ruling. Right. The case was occasioned when a Catholic Congolese migrant identified in court documents as Miss L arrived in the San Ysidro port of entry in Southern California with her 6-year-old daughter seeking asylum from religious persecution. The plaintiff was separated from her daughter and styled SS, I guess, just days after their arrival and slated for expedited removal. Miss L's pending deportation rendered SS an unaccompanied minor in the custody of the Office of Refugee Resettlement. The Office of Refugee Resettlement. Yeah. Miss L and her daughter have since been reunited after a 5-month separation. The ACLU. Now, this is a whole different case than what was going on. The ACLU organized a lawsuit on behalf of Miss. See, this is a whole different thing from a different time. So this judge rules with this, and the ACLU is bannering all about it. It's already been solved. Trump already solved the problem with his executive order. So anyway, they've got that case behind them now, they say. So they say. So this Congolese migrant who brought this case before 5 months ago has had it settled. Okay, fine. Doesn't mean anything right now. That's my point. But you have the president who is enforcing the law now. And everybody's uncomfortable. Everybody has their panties in a bunch over this. Too bad. Too bad. Anyway, we're coming up to a break already. Gosh, what's on? Time flies when you're having fun. And I'm having fun. So anyway, remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. In the next hour, we're going to be blazing out the grievance number 23 from yesterday that was read in about 18 different counties. We're going to up that number, go up to 20 counties, we hope next week. By next week, 20 or 21 counties. We're going to be making that assessment today, actually. And also, remember to visit our website and check out, we're going to be having our first constitutional convention on the 21st of July. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for
pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Also, Right to Voice. You have a right to voice your opinion. Righttovoice.com, R-I-G-H-T, the number two, voice. The left-wing Southern Poverty Law Center has partnered with Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Twitter to determine what conservative groups are hate groups and what news and information is hate speech. Do you want left-wing organizations to determine what you read and say? Well, then try righttovoice.com. That's right, the number two, and voice.com. They do not push an agenda. They will include all sides, and you can make the choice on what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And they will respect your privacy, and they will not sell your data. Right to Voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number two, V-O-I-C-E.com. It's the only place where you will get all the news. That is a fact. I'm a member, and I'm glad I am. You can like me on Right to Voice. That's the conservative platform that's substituting for Facebook. We're all going to that, by the way. Anyway, a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, and I'm really glad that you guys have been listening to us. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Get all your news and information about what's going on with New California. Two more counties coming on board. Wow, 46 out of 58. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.